Seattle city officials will soon be sifting through applications for police watchdogs. Last month, the city put out a call for citizens to serve on a new community police commission. It's being created as part of an agreement with the U.S. Justice Department to reform the Seattle police. As KUOW's Liz Jones reports, nearly 100 people have applied for the volunteer panel.
Now that the applications are in, Seattle officials will start winnowing the list to just 15 people. Bruce Harrell heads the Seattle City Council's Public Safety Committee. He has high expectations for this oversight panel.
And so this small ecosystem of 15 individuals, if we can make this work, then this will get us at the heart of using reasonable force and biased policing in terms of how to prevent it.
The Community Commission stems from the city's agreement with the Justice Department to address police reform. The Fed's report earlier this year blasted SPD's use of excessive force, especially against minorities and people who are mentally ill. The mayor will make the final nominations for the commission, but the council will have some input along the way. Harrell says the goal is to enlist a diverse group of people of different ages, races, and backgrounds. He also wants to see at least one member with a particular qualification.
One demographic I made it very clear that I would like is a person that's actually experienced what they would perceive as unreasonable force. We'll have people that will be very supportive of the police department. Hopefully all of them will be. But we actually want people that actually have some life experiences in this regard.
Harrell says the group's task is to help ensure SPD makes changes related to use of force and biased policing, and that a big part of the job is to listen to the public and represent their concerns. The commission will also include two members from Seattle's police unions. The mayor's nominations are due to the city council in early January. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.